Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to The Ride Home, a podcast where we explore all things fellowship, the scriptures, change life stories, interviews, social issues, and anything else the Spirit might lead us to ponder. The goal of The Ride Home podcast is to encourage others to draw near to God, knowing, as James 4:8 tells us, He will draw near to us. And welcome, everyone. It's great to have you here. And I have in the podcast room today John Marquette, the Director of Buildings and Grounds here at Fellowship, and Mark Schatzman, our Congregational Leader for Fellowship Bentonville. Welcome, guys.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
It's a great day in Northwest Arkansas, isn't it?
A beautiful day.
And we've got some exciting things to talk about today with
Fellowship Bentonville.
Fellowship Bentonville, that's right.
We might have some good news.
We've got some good news. Why don't you tell us what that good news is, John?
Well, last week we received our final certificate of occupancy from the city of Bentonville.
Woohoo!
Not without some trials, but we are good to go, and we're starting to move in, and we've got a date set.
Fantastic.
In fact, move-in is happening even as this podcast is happening.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, staff's getting everything moved in, and people are coming by, I'm sure. So it's great finally have it open.
I want to go on record. This might be the first and only move in my life that I actually look forward to.
Well, we've been waiting for it a long time. And, you know, John, 2 years ago, I asked you, how long is it going to take to build this thing? And you said, about 2 years. You were right on the money, man.
Lucky guess.
About 2 years is what it's taken once we went through the process of breaking ground. As a matter of fact, it was about this time last 2 years ago that we were moving dirt for the first time. And we could only imagine what it would look like. So, John, what's been the greatest challenge? You've been in charge of this process, working with the city, working with the general contractor, all that. What's been the greatest challenge?
You know, if you choose well your team, it really eradicates a lot of your issues and problems. And we have a really great team in our architects, our engineers, our general contractor. And I can't say that it's been really hard.
Yeah.
I mean, they do a great job. I'm just the conductor, and I just kind of wave the baton, and they do what they do.
Well, and we do want to apologize to all the people who live in Chapel Hill neighborhood, because there was about a six-month period when the jackhammer was busting out rock for the sewer down there.
That's the price of progress, unfortunately.
Yeah, and they paid it, because it also happened at a time when everyone was working at home during COVID. Their kids were home from school, and it was just a constant bang, 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 bang all day long. I live in that neighborhood, too, but you know what it is. It's the cost of progress, and we never wanted to inconvenience anyone, but it's just something that had to happen. But it's done.
It's done. It's a beautiful site. I think it's a beautiful building and functional, and I think it'll serve the people of Bentonville for a long time.
It is a beautiful site, and we had two landowners. They want to remain anonymous, and I respect that. But, you know, just want to say publicly thank you to them for their gift, because they made all of this possible.
Yeah.
We never would have jumped into trying to buy land in Bentonville during this time and season. They made it possible by donating that land. John, tell us just about working with Commerce Construction and some of the benefits of that.
Well, let me back up even. Some of the characters in the whole thing is engineering services, our civil engineers.
Sure.
They start the whole process for us by design of the site, the layout, beginning the city approval process for the large-scale development through planning and zoning and departments and all that. And we have MBL Architects that both of these firms have done our Fayetteville project.
Mm-hmm.
And they just took what we learned there and brought it up to Bentonville. MBL did a great job for us in Fayetteville. We think we got a very functional building that really works well, serves well. And so we, for the most part, just brought it up to Bentonville.
Right.
And there are a few key differences, but not many. And then Commerce, their team, we got Dennis Moore, Junior Lopez, and Maury Witter that have—
Awesome team.
They are. And they take care of details. They keep a safe project.
Yeah.
A clean project. Maury Witter, our superintendent, is one of the most laid-back guys.
Yeah.
Unless you're speeding through the job site, and then he'll come unglued on you.
Or trying to enter the building unauthorized.
Yes. Yeah.
which we did.
I've only heard rumors of that, Mark, that it may have happened on occasion or two or three. Yeah, they're all professionals. They know what they're doing. And, you know, I'm just there to sign the checks and answer a few questions really for them.
Right.
But then we have a whole host of vendor partners on our side that we're doing direct. DWP with the AV, that we couldn't have got to where we are without Luke Wright, who's on staff,
right.
who's led that.
And Nelson Phelps, who owns Digital World Projections.
Yep.
He used to be on staff here.
He did.
Great guy.
And he did Fayetteville for us.
Yes.
And so they know what we want, but Luke did an amazing job. This was literally, this is my third worship center to build, and this was the easiest one. You can remember some of the AV issues we had
back
on the Rogers campus and the headaches that poor Deb had to go through. But they just make it easy. And they're Commerce is a good builder.
Yeah.
And I've built over 200 Walmarts, and I think I have enough experience to know a good and a bad one.
Yeah, and I love it how they probably saved us tens of thousands of dollars just with their experience. And
yes, all along the way. Mickey, we were budgeted a little under $31 million.
Yeah.
And we're going to come in $3 to $4 million under that.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, you never hear anybody say under.
Yeah.
In building, exactly, particularly right, in this time.
Yeah.
And which, that just to let people know the difference, you know, our Fayetteville campus costs us $13.5 million.
And Phase one,
yeah. We added some on there. But the phase one aspect of it costs us $13.5 million. And this one is going to be pretty much double that. And that's how much costs have gone up. Steel, since we started this project, steel has gone up 80%. And so it happened at just the right time. We see God's hand all over this.
Yeah, one of the things that happened is, you know, we decided to start early because of what was happening in Bentonville with the Walmart campus
right.
and the concern about they're going to suck up all the labor.
Yeah.
So we started early. And it was right before the pandemic, and there were a lot of construction on the book at the time. And when the pandemic hit, all that construction went off the books, and all of a sudden, contractors and subcontractors are hungry for work, and we got a double swipe on pricing.
Right.
And so our pricing came in unbelievably competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember meeting with the folks at Walmart and just we were concerned about that. And they laid out all their plans and so forth. And I said, OK, are we going to be competing with you all for labor and so forth? And they said, no, we don't think so. But start now.
Labor materials. I mean, concrete, you know, getting concrete was going to get tough. Getting dirt was going to get tough.
It is tough now.
It is tough now. Yeah.
So, yeah, it worked well. The timing worked really well. God's hand was in it, and we're just the recipients of the grace on that.
And there are a lot of things being planned for that side of town, new construction and everything with the bond issue that was passed. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us just a little bit about that, what you know?
About the streets and the roads?
Yes.
Yeah, so we sit at the corner of Tiger and McCollum. The city has passed a bond issue to extend McCollum to the north.
Yes.
Tying into J Street.
Yes.
One of the things that they've talked about and is in, I think, investigative side of things is another interchange to the north of us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Off the highway, tying into McCollum and J somewhere.
Which would be huge.
Yeah. And the other thing they're doing is looking at extending Tiger over the bypass to the east.
Yeah, over 49.
Over 49, correct.
Yeah.
And people love the roundabouts, but they'll put a roundabout right there at Tiger and McCollum by us.
Yeah.
So traffic will continue to move.
Yeah.
And John, my understanding is that Tiger overpass will happen even before the McCollum extension to J.
I don't know the timing of – I don't know the priorities of what the city has placed higher than the other. The interchange, that's probably down the road because they really have to go through DOT with a lot of a lot of approval processes. And I don't know which, the Tiger Overpass or the McCollum Extension, I don't know which is, has priority, to be honest with you.
Yeah, when you're working with the state and the city, there are a lot of hoops that they have to jump through. Yeah. And, hey, I want to remark, too, I really appreciate you taking the initiative to get all that brush cleaned off the fence line so that people can see our building from the interstate better. That really looks great.
It cleans it up.
And, yeah, looks nice. Yeah. You know, it's an exciting time, and that was one of the concerns that people had when they found out that we were building out there, is it's kind of at the end of the road.
Yeah.
But I remember when you and I met with the city of Bentonville in the beginning to try to remove any red flags there might be. They talked that some of those things might change in time, and we're starting to see that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's going to be really good for us. And that's something you're going to be concerned with, is traffic, Mark.
Yeah, especially the first few years while we wait for that construction. And it's workable. It really is. I actually think
it's fellowship.
Well, and
not we have only, traffic issues.
Right. And, it, you know, we're talking probably about the difference in saving 5 or 10 minutes in getting home. So it's really not earth-shaking.
No.
In fact, I've kidded around with some folks and said, listen, most busy families struggle with having good spiritual conversations with their kids anyway because of the pace of their life. And so our traffic issues are actually giving you 10 minutes each and every week after service where you could just slow down, have the conversation in the car before you get home and life gets busy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you use the commute to and the commute home from church as part of the morning.
Take lemons and make lemonade, right?
You're going to be there anyway.
I'll spend more time in the line at Starbucks, so, you know.
It's so true.
But it's going to be a mistake as they exit Fellowship Bentonville to go all the way up McCollum to 72 or Central.
Can I tell you what a couple of the Bentonville Police Department officers said? Yeah. I said, do we need just to prevent that and not let them do that instead of taking a right on Tiger and then working their way down J? And he said, no, you don't need to prevent it. They'll do it once and never do it again.
Yeah.
Because their commute home will double or triple in time.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of ways to get around Bentonville by taking that ride on Tiger and going up J. You can go a lot of different places. But hey, Mark, tell us what's happening with this opening.
Well, of course, the opening is the 3rd.
Okay. Now, why wait a month to open?
The best question or the best answer to that is, number one, we were not certain exactly when we would get the certificate of occupancy.
Right.
We did get good news yesterday,
yes,
but it did. That was still a little iffy.
And yesterday was February the 28th.
Yes.
We're recording now, but
right. They're
going to hear this next week.
So we didn't know if that would come, you know, the first week or two into March.
Right.
So that was number one, but that's not the only reason. The other reason is there's a lot of work to do to outfit a 90,000 square foot facility. So there's move in, there's cleanup, there's just getting things ready. But then there's one specific thing, and that's the fact that spring break is the last two Sundays in March.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to open on a time when a lot of our core families are going to be gone.
And volunteers.
Right, right. We have people who've invested a lot. Mm-hmm. And they want to be there for opening, and it seemed to be good to wait one more week and open on the 3rd.
Well, I know, too, we've got systems that have to be checked and in place. There's all the sound system. There's all the check-in systems, all of those things. It takes a while to get that up and running, and we don't have the luxury of growing into business.
Right.
We've got to be ready day one when everyone shows up.
Yeah. And we are still waiting for furnishings. So, I mean, it's not like we can open one day and put the chairs in the next day.
No.
Some of those chairs are still
as we
route.
Speak, furnishings are being installed.
Okay.
So, and I just want to add a little bit to some of the why we pushed the date back. Obviously, staff needs a certain amount of time to ready themselves. But I'm going to go on record. Commerce was ready, and we just got a curveball that we had to address that we didn't agree with, but
it had nothing to do with our contractor either.
Nothing to do with fellowship, nothing to do with the contractor. But they bellied up, they took care of it, they ate the cost, and you know, got it done, a Herculean task in about 4 days over a weekend in about 15-degree weather.
No, I know.
And so
they worked on a Sunday. I had a large crew out there.
Yeah. And so, again, your poor neighborhood, Mickey, but they heard it more. But, you know, it just got to the point that was dragging out, that we were starting to squeeze our staff, your team, and going to ask them to do something that just would not make it as smooth come the Sunday we were looking to do it.
Yeah, we did the right thing by pushing it back past spring break. But I loved our staff spirit. I mean, they were willing to work till midnight at night.
They were. And they were all very kind to me about the pushback. No one was bellyaching or complaining. They understood.
Yeah. Well, it really doesn't make a difference 1 month.
No.
To wait. It does not make a difference. We just needed to be patient. So what else is happening, Mark?
Well, there are some key dates even before the 3rd of April. The first one probably is March 12th. We're going to do a clean the building, kind of ready the building, and that'll be volunteer driven. Our staff are excited about it. There's a sign-up genius that's out there that people can sign up. We have about 50 people signed up to come in and help clean. We could use 50 more. So we're going to do a morning shift from 9 to noon and an afternoon shift from noon to 3 on that Saturday. And people have asked if they can bring their kids. Our answer has been yes, if they're 12 and over.
But you don't mean it.
No.
If they can push a rag or something like that, they can come.
I raised too many kids to know what it's like when they're too young. And my grandkids are in that younger age, and it's not easy to work around them. So 12 and over, so basically that's our FSM age and up. We'd love to have them. And signing up on that Sign Up Genius will make sure we have some cleaners and materials and gloves and things like that ready for you.
Yeah.
Next big one after that is March 27th. We are going to do an open house, and that'll be open for anybody who wants to see it. Not just people in Bentonville, folks from Fellowship Rogers, Fellowship Fayetteville, Fellowship Mosaic, our Celebrate Recovery ministries. That'll be 5:00 to 6:30.
That's awesome.
On that Sunday evening. And then we have some trainings that are going to be going on during that week. And the reason I'll keep some of those dates, they're not that they're private, but the people who know when their training is will be there. So certain groups like our gatekeepers, our parking, our cafe will be training one evening. Elementary teams are training a different evening. And so we'll just rotate teams through there in the evenings after work.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned security. On all of our campuses, we are covered with cameras. And I noticed that in Bentonville as well. And people may not know, we have a room that's set aside where every time we have a service, there's someone sitting in that room watching cameras that cover our entire campus. And if they see anything amiss, they can let the police know. If someone were out there messing with cars or anything like that, or if someone was in the elementary or early childhood area and they shouldn't be there or they look suspicious, immediately we're going to have someone on that and checking that out.
Yeah, and for medical emergency.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you just have something that comes up and you need quick response. It's good to have them spread out.
Yes.
There are 10 monitors in that room, and each monitor has about 10 to 12 different views.
Yeah.
So you do the math and you can see how many cameras are.
Yeah. So what that means is if you're in the student ministry listening to this right now, there's no place you can run and hide and cause mischief on that campus.
That's right.
There's no place.
We'll have county sheriffs help them with traffic outside, and then we'll have one Bentonville Police Department officer inside who'll just move back and forth between adult and kid areas.
Yeah.
Just bring presents.
Yeah.
Other dates or anything, Mark?
You know, those are the biggies. So the March 12th cleaning date, the March 27th open house date, those are the biggies. Everything else, different ministry teams are scheduling certain training times, and then we'll do a leader launch service. So anybody who's serving anywhere at Fellowship Bentonville, whether that's ushering to kids ministry, to students, small group leaders, our core leaders will come together and we'll do a leader's launch worship service from 4 to 4:45 right before the open house. That's going to be a ball. I really think that will be just a sweet time of celebration. And we'll be together as whole families, and then we'll turn those families loose to tour the building.
Yeah. And we also probably are in need of more volunteers. And we're calling those leaders now.
We are. Yeah.
They're leaders.
Yeah. Every church has program, right?
Right.
And so we do as well. But our people are our best program. So our spiritual leaders are what we do most and I think best. And so we have needs really in every area. And so I know Fellowship Rogers, Sam Hannon would say the same, that the worship one, serve one value has never been more timely for Fellowship. So here at Fellowship Rogers, also in Fellowship Bentonville, we're asking people, would you embrace just that worship one, serve one. We'll have a service at 9, a service at 10:30 on both campuses. It's a perfect opportunity to worship one service and then serve one service.
Yes.
Really, every area. Mickey, I can't think of a single area that does not need more hands to the plow.
And we're also going to need more small group leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, that's a great, what an incredible opportunity we have to reach the city through small groups.
Yes. And so we need people to step up who maybe they've led in the past, but they haven't been leading, but they're fully capable of leading a small group. We need people to step up to accommodate what we think will be all the new people who are coming to fellowship.
Yeah. Mickey, we have a couple in our small group who are going to launch out even this month to start a new group that has both younger adults in it all the way up. It's a multi-generation group. And Andrew and Jane are just that exact kind of leader. Mm-hmm. They've said, we're in this group, where we can commit to actually embracing a new group alongside. And so they'll finish with us this spring and then start a new group. And we need those by the dozens and dozens.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, between the buildings, there is a courtyard. And we've dreamt a lot about what could happen out there. Tell us about the courtyard. And there's also going to be a special sculpture out there, I think. John, tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to let Mark talk a little bit about the genesis of the sculpture with Jason. But we learned some things in Fayetteville, and one of the things was we needed some more space for classroom and training. And so it allowed us to separate and create a second building, which gave us space between our buildings, and that we've created a fairly cool space out there.
Yes.
For people gathering in between church, as long as it's nice weather, that, you know, benches will be out there. But it also has a kind of a built-in stage area that I think the Bentonville staff is kind of chomping at the bit to use for some outside worship under the stars and who knows what else. But I'm excited to see how that's going to get utilized.
I am too. I think our young adult community, whether that's young marrieds or singles, which, by the way, is a fast-growing population in North Benton County, I think that'll be a huge thing for them to periodically pull together. They may have some food trucks come up at times. They may do outdoor concerts or gatherings where they can bring coworkers as well. But it could be a neat outreach place. Mm-hmm. There's a neat visual feature that'll be just to the back end of that courtyard that John referred to with a man named Jason Pledger, reached out during the pandemic via email, just talked about some of his own personal change life story that happened by engaging fellowship online with his family. And lo and behold, while we were going through 2020 and the clarity study, his comment to me in the email is, wouldn't you know, God's word does what you guys say it does. You're regularly involved in God's word, and he starts to change your life. And I engaged more with God during this pandemic. And as we open back up and as Fellowship Bentonville opens, I want to be part of giving back. And I said, what do you do? And he happens to be John, I don't even know how you would describe him. He's more than a contractor. He's also an artist.
Jason is a former, I think it's mechanical engineer, mm-hmm. left that and does a lot of concrete design work for backyard outdoor living.
Yeah. Beautiful work.
Fountains, benches, chairs, unique stuff. And he brought that to us, and, you know, we kind of had a plan in place for a lot of that stuff. And so what we asked him to do was lean into his artistic side.
Yeah.
And I think he was kind of excited and challenged with that because it was a little bit of a push for him.
Yeah. You caught him off guard when you threw that to him and said, hey, how about one more idea? And you said, can you do a sculpture for us?
Yeah. And he went to town. And so Mark, when you explain what he came back with.
Yeah. The first idea he pitched back to us was excellent on mm-hmm. pass number one, which was a visual symbol of the Trinity. Now, before those of us get nervous thinking we're trying to do a graven image, we are not. This is This is just an artistic representation of one God in three persons. And so there will be a large circle-type structure made of three different materials representing Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with a passage from 2 Corinthians on a stone in front of it that speaks of the love of the Father, the fellowship of the Son, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And I look forward to seeing that because he is really an incredible artist.
And he's worked hard on this.
Yeah. So the bottom base will be poured concrete. Yeah. We put foundation in for it a couple weeks ago. And on kind of the left side going vertical, it's going to be kind of a solid steel structure that I think he's going to have some crosses cut into it. And I think it'll it's done so it'll age and rust and that sort of thing. And then the other side will be more of a truss, a kind of an airy truss side. Obviously, I think it's representing the spirit piece. And it'll be about 8 foot tall, so you can't miss it. And I think I'm excited. I can't wait to see the finished product. We talked yesterday a little bit about timing, and so hopefully by the time this thing gets this podcast runs, we might have the base poured.
Now, will kids be able to climb on it? That's what I
No.
Well,
that's a great question.
You remember what we said about all the cameras we had?
Yeah. Well, I've got two grandsons. They climb just about everything they run across. Well,
I think Jason's fully aware of that it's a possibility, so I think he's going to build it stout.
There you go.
But the bottom is a base, a bench, so one can sit on it.
Yeah. Well, tell us about some of the other engineering aspects of the facility and property, John.
Well, Fellowship Bentonville, by the numbers, we're at 92,681 square feet, which is about 10,000 more than Fayetteville, because we added an additional theater.
Yes.
The elementary will have three theaters for the different grades, plus a preschool theater. We'll have some additional training and classroom spaces. We've expanded the disability ministry that in Fayetteville is set up primarily for the children, but in Bentonville we'll have space for the adults with disabilities. But that space can also double other times of the week for classroom and training. And then we have a very large community room in the two-story building, which houses the offices and the student ministry.
And it's about the same size as the lodge, the open meeting space.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's probably one of my two favorite rooms on campus because of the glass and the view and stuff like that. And I think, I forget the number, 100, 120 people, I think we can get comfortably in there with chairs and tables. 842 parking spaces, which is about...
I wondered about that. It's good to know the number.
Yeah, there you go. So you're going to go out there and count empty stalls on Sundays, aren't you?
I'm going to trust you.
So for the most part, it very similar to what Fayetteville looks like as far as finishes. We have carpet has some blue accent colors in it to kind of give a little to some of the Bentonville colors, the high school colors, and
Hey, John, you know we've joked about this, but you've been asked many times about bike racks. The answer is they're there.
Mark, you're the only one that asks about them.
No, that's not true.
That asked me.
Yeah. The number of people who tell us that during good weather, they plan on actually just biking as a family up there because the neighborhoods are so close, I think is great. But there are 16, which means 32 bikes at any given service.
Yeah, I'll be riding a bike over there.
You're right next door. It'd be quicker for you to ride a bike than to drive.
You need a mountain bike to come down the hill.
Yeah, that's right.
From behind where we dug the sewer.
No, you don't want to do that. Well, guys, I think we can agree that God has been good to Fellowship Bible Church. Mm-hmm. Looking back 33 years ago, we weren't even thinking in these terms. Mm-hmm. God has just continued to expand our territory. And we've got wonderful people in place, wonderful leaders and staff who are just ready to take on the challenge. And John, thank you.
Yes.
For the last 10 years, you have devoted your life to building these campuses, and I just can't thank you enough for the excellence, the expertise, and the spirit in which you do it, because you have a pastor's heart, and you approach everything in that way, and people know that. And so thank you for that.
Well, thanks. And you've allowed me to vent a few times when I haven't had the pastor's heart. So,
well, that's toward me. That's okay. And then we got Mark. You've been praying through this. You've been working and pulling together a staff team who will be able to execute all the ministries that we have in place, and they are phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a dream team.
Yeah, you've got a great team.
It really is. And I get a chance to join men and women who have a passion for the body of Christ.
Yeah, and I know what you'll do. You'll serve them.
I hope so.
And lead them well. Well, guys, thank you so much. We couldn't be more grateful to God for what He's done. And may He continue to help us change the heart and soul of Northwest Arkansas and the world.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.